It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Tonight at 7:30 on television from KRWG Public Media, Fronteras a Changing America host Robert Palacios speaks with Devin Fletcher and David Soles about their book Exploring Oregon Mountains, Desert Peaks National Monument. Here is a preview of that interview.
Diving into the book, there are 56 hikes detailed, broken up into five areas or ranges. Can you talk a little bit about them and how they became part of the monument?
Sure. I think the origins of the National Monument really began with a movement to protect these lands from the early 1980s, when there was consideration for wilderness bills. And they did, in fact, become wilderness study area, about half, I'm going to say, of what is in the monument today.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember going out driving and seeing these little wilderness study area signs show up on the side of the roads way back then. And I naively thought, oh, this is going to be wilderness soon. And then you can fast forward about 30 years and nothing had really happened yet. When it became clear that the wilderness approach wasn't still going to happen in the near future, I think the people interested in protecting the lands decided to try a national monument that the president could declare. And that really got me moving on the difference in those. And in order to have a monument, there need to be features to be protected. And so I got very interested in what those features might be and going out and taking a look at them and recording them and that sort of thing. So that's when I became more involved in these five areas that you're talking about.
Now, I'm ready to go on a hike. I head home, I throw on my jogging gear, jump in my sedan and head out. With your book in hand, I'm ready to go, right?
We've tried to take, and you probably saw in the book, we've tried to take a lot of care in preparing people for what they need to expect, you know. We have that big chart in there, that, you know, about what the road conditions are going to be like, and there's a lot of, I haven't counted, but there's a lot of hikes that are not, you're not going to be able to get to the start of the hike in a sedan, of course. There are some. I mean, there are definitely some, but I mean, there's, once again, the choice of clothes. I try to advise people about it. And I've bought people on hikes, and they're wearing their nice, you know, kind of what you're talking about, like nice yoga or jogging outfits. And by the end, they've got all little tears, you know, in them and everything. So I try to tell people, yeah, it's going to happen, and this is... Unless you somehow can avoid.
We're in the desert. There's rocks, there's cactus.
Everything is going to, pretty much everything that's living in the desert is going to poke you somehow, you know.
Well, in fact, we make the point in the book that there are some designated trails, and those have a better path, and they're better marked, and you're more likely to encounter other people. But part of what our objective, I think, is to get people out to explore those areas that don't have trails. And therefore, you're going to have insecure footing, and you're going to have bushes and things to contend with. So you need to be ready for that.
How about wildlife?
There's a lot of wildlife in the monument.
You'll see it. The farther you get away from Las Cruces, the more likely you are to see it. You know, I mean, you'll see all kinds of things.
I noticed an article in the newspaper today saying that there are over 300 species of birds in the monument and over 75 species of mammals. So there is quite a bit of wildlife. But at the same time, I think most people need to be a little knowledgeable about what they're looking for and how to find it. Most of the mammals you're going to see at dawn and dusk, especially in the warmer weather, they kind of hole up. But they're out there.
And the wintertime is a good time too. I mean, you'll they have a limited amount of daylight, so usually you'll see them a little earlier and a little later, most times in the wintertime. So javelinas and deer and all kinds of things.
Yeah. At the beginning of the book, you guys do very well in breaking up the seasons and what you might encounter, which vehicles to take, wildlife. Have you had any encounters while you're out walking, you know, where something just startles you and raises your heart rate?
I think I talk about it in the book, and I've told, and it happens to me all the time. And in fact, the last time we went hiking, but I don't know if you guys saw. So I'm frequently having encounters with owls, okay?
And something about Devon and
owls. Yeah, so great horned owls like to hide in little crevices in rocks or in some thick juniper tree, you know, and when you get to within about maybe 3-4 feet away from them, that's when they decide to take off.
That was Devin Fletcher and David Soles speaking with Robert Palacios. Watch the full interview tonight at 7:30 on television from KRWG Public Media. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.